I teach a writing workshop here on the Vineyard, and often I begin the class by saying, we are alchemists. We can turn garbage into gold. We can take what happened to us, the traumas, the hurts, the tiny murders, and we can transform them into something beautiful. But the most important thing we have to do first is we have to feel them. You can't skip the pain part. That's how I used to begin, until my son Dan died. Dan had gotten diabetes when he was 9 months old, and then at 22, he was diagnosed with MS. He wrestled with every side effect and deteriorated quickly. He held on for 16 years, and we watched as he went from rage to constant questioning, why me, to total acceptance. Soon after Dan died, I woke up with a mild backache and joked, Dan's got my back. And then I was flat on the floor, unable to move. I took Advil, I got acupuncture, I got chiropractic, I used ice, I used heat, I even hung upside down, and still the pain persisted. On about the 15th day, I got it. Oh, you mean I have to grieve? Me, the teacher? You mean I can't skip the pain part? It's so funny how no matter how much you know intellectually, you don't know anything until you actually experience it. There was once a cartoon in the New Yorker. There were two doors. Over the first door, it said, Lecture on Heaven. And there was a line around the block. The second door said, Heaven. And there was no one there. So now I was taking my own workshop. And I laughed, and I sobbed, and I rolled my eyes at my own self. And I cried some more, and after 3 months, my backache was gone. It's never over, the sorrow. But I know that if you try to avoid it, it will find its way into your life somehow. So even though my back was mended, my heart still hurt. For the whole next year, I played music and wept. I fell into people's arms in the middle of Kronig's. I lit candles. I read the Tibetan Book of the Dead. But mostly, I stayed very still and felt my broken heart. At one point, after it was clear that Dan had completely surrendered to his situation, I remember having this conversation with him. I said, okay, I got one for you. You can't walk, you can't feed yourself, you're in diapers, you have two bed sores the size of golf balls, and now you're having trouble swallowing. I just want to know why you. He looked at me straight in the eye. There was a pause, and then he said, why not me? I called my husband, and we both said, wow. Because of Dan's hard-earned wisdom and my shattered soul, I have a real understanding and a deeper piece of life's puzzle. So that these days, when I begin the workshop with, we are alchemists, we can turn garbage into gold, I finally know what I'm talking about.